It is officially official as of last night. The Vancouver Canucks are the Nashville Predators' first round Stanley Cup playoff matchup. And joining us now to break it all down is Chris Mason. See, Mace, we don't know exactly when game one will be, but I know it's going to be long days and late nights, not only for you and Willie and the team, but also for Predators fans as well. Just overall, your initial thoughts on the Canucks as a matchup for the Predators?
You know, it's very interesting. I think, early in the season when they played, the way that the Canucks looked at that time, to me, was the way that the Preds looked at the end of the season, the way that they wanted to play, the way that they wanted to, you know, control the possession numbers, play with the puck, play fast, quick on transition. So that was kind of one thing that stuck out to me. They've got, you know, kind of similar, I guess, coaching styles with Rick Tocchet and Andrew Burnett in the way that they want to utilize their speed and their skill. I think Vancouver, they've got some elite superstar type of players, highly offensive production, some career years from a lot of guys, JT Miller, over 100 points, Quinn Hughes, who I think will win the Norris Trophy this year. If you look at his possession numbers and how much he holds onto the puck, it's just astronomical compared to the rest of the league. He runs away with it. He's a guy that's, going to be a real main focal point, I think, for the Predators to shut down from the back end. And they've got some other big defensemen, too, which will present a challenge getting inside, to get to Thatcher Demko, who came back and he'd been out a while. He played a really good game, only gave up one goal, but Tyler Myers, huge guy, Nikita Zadorov, Ian Cole's not that tall, but he's 225 pounds. So you're going to have to work to get to the net front. And then once you get there, you've got Thatcher Demko, who's a big goaltender, one of the best in the league, very structured. I think with him, I think you're going to have to get a little bit creative and a lot of deception toward him. Easier said than done with their decor, but he's a very almost robotic goaltender that relies on the structure in front of him, but he's very good at what he does, and it's going to be a challenge. But I think the Preds match up well. Now, they didn't at the beginning of the year, but it's a completely different team than the Canucks saw earlier in the season.
Chris Mason is with us. We were discussing this yesterday. One thing that Barry Trotz brought up with Stillman and company was how they have experience, playoff experience, something that the Predators have that the Vancouver Canucks do not. How does that factor in? How do you think that's an advantage for the Predators, having that experience? And is it something that maybe we overstate, or do we not talk about it enough?
I think it's always worth talking about, because the guys that have experience and that have won, I think, will be so invaluable for the rest of the group in the situations, because it's an emotional roller coaster. Whatever happens, whether you win a game, not getting too high, or if you go down in Vancouver and you lose the first two games, not thinking, oh, the series is over, just keeping that mindset nice and level and just being able to rely and share their experience in those situations with the rest of the group. I just think, it's a calming influence. And, when somebody stands up like Ryan McDonagh, that's, won multiple Stanley Cups, or Ryan O'Reilly, who's been a playoff MVP before and been in the very similar situation as the Preds were this year, it carries a lot of weight. They stand up and say, guys, there's nothing to worry about here. I've been here before. Just go out. The only thing that's we need to focus on is the next game and having a good start. It just brings the level, I guess, of anxiety down within your group, and just, kind of helps everybody remain focused on the task at point. And the guys that have been there and won, it's just, that's one big advantage I think Nashville has.
We'll talk with Chris Mason, one half of the Nashville Predators television broadcast. Now, C. Mace, what are some matchups we need to watch in this game? Because it seems like these two teams are sort of similar in ways, but what are some matchups that we need to keep pay close attention to?
Well, I think the goalie matchup is going to be huge. These, obviously, UC Saros and Thatcher Demko are two of the best in the game, in my opinion. They play the position very differently. As I mentioned before, Demko is very structured, and he relies on repeated patterns. And so he's predictable in what he does, but he's very effective at doing that. And I think UC Saros is just relies on his vision, his instincts, his athleticism, but also a very controlled goaltender. And I think getting to the net against these guys, that's something I feel the Predators got away from a little bit down the stretch there. That was kind of one of the things that Bruno would always say is we got to get back to the interior and, you know, start scoring those goals in front of the net, because Vancouver will give you, you know, they're not going to give you anything there. You're going to have to earn that space. It's going to be a battle. You know, I mentioned the size of their defense. I think that's an area, a battle and a matchup that's going to be extremely important. And on the other end, they've got such highly skilled forwards that can skate like the wind. It's going to be a challenge, and I think a matchup will be defensively. Can we contain them? Can we take their time and space? You've seen the Preds when they're playing well and connected, they can take some star players out of the game. They did a really good job. Nathan MacKinnon did a good job on Bedard all year. Some players like that. That will be a similar challenge, I think, with Vancouver, but they play a very fast speed game. But I think the way the Predators, played that second half when they really got going, that they'll be able to match that defensively.
Now, which one of these guys on the Nashville Predators or which line needs to step their game up some? A line or player that needs to elevate his game or that line elevate their game in order for the Nashville Predators to come out of this victorious?
Well, I think obviously, you know, the way the Preds are built, and I think we've all seen that their depth is their strength. And I think when you look at Vancouver, once you get past, you know, their top six, they've got some good, decent depth players, but I think the Preds would have the advantage in that department. But if I'm looking at a line or a player in particular, I'm very curious to see how Tommy Novak will, you know, do in a playoff series, you know, of this magnitude. The first time that he's really been, you know, relied on to carry some offensive plays, it's going to be extremely physical. I think, for a lot of guys that haven't experienced playoff hockey, I know the second half, you know, felt like the playoffs, but the reality is it's not playoffs. You know, there's mm-hmm. a completely different feel to that. The stage is bigger. The lights shine brighter. There's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of physicality. So, he's a player that's really offensively gifted that I think if they're able to get the right matchups or, you know, Vancouver's just focusing on that top line of Riley Forsberg and Nyquist, that, you know, maybe he can get some, hopefully, you know, elevate his level. I feel he was getting better near the end of the season, but he's a guy that, could be a huge difference maker for the Preds if he can put up some numbers offensively.
Mace, you hit on it a little bit earlier. I think it's going to be a fascinating storyline tonight to watch the two ace defensemen. I was reading a really good breakdown of the Norris race with Shayna Goldman, who we've had on before from The Athletic. You know, she blends, she does a good job of sifting through all the deep numbers and giving you some deep analysis, but not get over your head, which I appreciate because some of these number crunchers can definitely do that. But she basically put down that it's the two guys. It's Quinn Hughes and Roman Josi. Hughes probably is going to win it. She thinks Josi will be second. I was watching the Stars broadcast last night. It was actually TNT. And Henrik Lundqvist, when they did their votes, was the only person on the panel that didn't vote for Hughes. He voted for Roman Josi. But just to watch those two and how they can control the game and how they kind of are the backbones of their team is going to be really something to watch in this series.
Well, you're exactly right. And I watched that too. I was a kid that Hank, the goalie there, picked Josi for his pick. But, you're talking about two of the best to have ever played the position. Quinn Hughes is just his escapability. He's a smaller guy. His quickness, the way that he can evade body checks, get out of his zone, spin off checks, and carry the puck up ice. He's the type of player that was, I would say, maybe they played a little more similar, you know, before Bruno got here, when Roman Josi would hold onto the puck a lot and really carry the play, and all eyes were on him, and he'd either, you know, make a play to one of his teammates or take it to the net. Hughes is very similar, but he's also a very good puck distributor. He's a similar quarterback on the power play. These are elite offensive defensemen that are going to have a major impact in this series. And whether who can control or keep the other one at bay is going to be huge. You know, this is the time now when all the coaches, you just hone in and you're watching every single game. You're trying to find tendencies. What does Hughes do in this situation? What does he do in this situation? And try to, you know, give as much information, specific information to your team, but at the same time, not overwhelm everybody and the old paralysis by over analysis type of situation. But you really have to be aware, because he's a special gifted player that if you're not aware at all times when he's on the ice, he'll make you pay. And you know, we've seen that with Roman Josi and other teams, the way that his ability to give the puck up now and, you know, go jump in the rush and get the puck back and create offense that way. Once he gets in the zone, he's able to hold on to the puck, you know, get some coverage, and then somebody's opens up on the back door, and you know, he's such a good playmaker. But these guys are special. They're superstars. You always talk about Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon. You know, all the offensive guys are the first ones to, the forwards are the first ones to get mentioned. But in this series, I think those are probably the two best players on each team.
So, Mace, this you also have, I think, in a big storyline, the two guys that are most likely to be the Jack Adams finalists, Rick Tocchet and Andrew Brunette. Now, Andrew Brunette hasn't been a head coach for as long as Tocchet, and Rick Tocchet is got deep respect across the league. He was a great player for a long time. But I'm curious about this. Within a series, how much coaching is done? Like, for example, in the regular season, you might have three games and four nights, and you're not going to spend all day talking about the next opponent. You're not going to change a ton. But in a series, I would imagine you've got more time as you line up your opponent to talk about little things. How much different is scouting and preparing for the opposition in the playoffs as opposed to the regular season?
Yeah, the scouting, it's off the charts. You're going to have just next level, you know, information and just, like I said, just tendencies. I'm going to actually talk to, you know, Kevin Woodley and get a really good breakdown. There's nobody probably, aside from Ian Clark, their goaltending coach, that knows Thatcher Demko as well as him. But they'll be breaking down. Ben Van Der Klok, I assure you, will be breaking down every possible way that he can think of to exploit Thatcher Demko. Again, it's patterns. Where do goals go in? You know, how does he react on east to west? How does he react when somebody comes down and you know, fakes a shot and goes to the outside? It's just going to be, you know, the power play, all the different plays that they have, face-off plays, you know, everything that you can think of, structure in the neutral zone. How do you get through, you know, their defensive structure? And you show as many examples as you can and just really try to pinpoint the main points and the key points to give to your team, so they have all this information before game one starts. And obviously, once game one starts, there's going to be adjustments. They're going to make changes, and you got to adjust with that and adapt. But, you know, it all boils down to, as much as information and detail as you can get before in the pre-scout, it boils down to the execution of your individual game, your team game, as the Nashville Predators. If they are able to play their game, I really feel that no matter who they got, whether it was Dallas or Vancouver, obviously every team presents different challenges, but I feel that they're going to be a handful, and they could very well, they're capable of beating anybody when they get to their game, which is the puck possession, which is heavy forecheck, you know, making the right decisions, not necessarily carrying the puck up the ice every time, but putting in behind their D and then just keeping it down in the offensive zone. But it's going to be a fast series. If there's one team that I saw this year that, you know, maybe not, I'm not saying the fastest skaters, but played fast, Vancouver was incredible the way that they were able to get possession in the defensive zone and turn it into offense in transition. So that's one thing that the Predators, in my opinion, are really going to have to be aware of and try to shut that their transition speed game down.
Chris Mason is with us previewing the Predators' first-round opponent in the Vancouver Canucks in the Stanley Cup playoffs. See, Mason, I know one thing that's concerned me and has concerned a lot of Predators fans as well is, as of late over the last few weeks, the Predators have gotten themselves into slow starts, and some of them they've been able to make up for it with big third periods. But that is one thing that's on my mind heading into the playoffs, and then especially considering how much time the Predators will have off nearly a week, if not a week plus, in Game 1. How do you avoid those slow starts?
Well, that's a good question, because that's a long time to be off. it's good in a way where guys that, you know, are banged up and it's probably, you know, 90% of the team, nobody's close to 100% at this time of year. So I think that'll be really beneficial for this team, especially the way that they play, you know, the style that they play. It's physically demanding. It's nonstop. It's go, go, go. And it's just inevitable. It's tough to keep that pace every single game and not get run down. So I think in that regard, it's good, but you do lose your momentum. You lose your flow. You know, I know for a goaltender, it can go, you know, one of two ways. You don't quite have that rhythm, or maybe if you're not feeling great, you know, near the end of the year, all of a sudden you're feeling, you know, really good. You look at their goaltender, Thatcher Demko. He'll probably play tonight. This will be his second game back from his injury. He was awesome against Calgary. You know, he hadn't played in, you know, over a month. So it's tough, and there's no one way it's going to go or not. You just don't know. You know, you just don't know. Are they going to be, you know, rested, rejuvenated, focused, hungry, sharp to start? Yeah, that's a possibility, but it's also a possibility that they're not. You know, they've been off too long, and Vancouver just played, you know, they're playing their last game tonight. So their break is, what, 3 days if it starts Sunday? That's, you know, that's not too bad. You can still feel pretty good about your game and kind of carry it over into that game Sunday. So it'll be that'll be really something to watch, Caroline, for sure.
And one thing that I always hear, especially this time of year, is the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is always the toughest. Would you agree? And why is that?
Well, I think it's the excitement, and I think it's the best round to knock off a top opponent because of all the pressure and the hype. And, you know, once you get a rhythm in playoffs, once you get momentum, you know, then it just kind of takes care of itself. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I think the first round, there's just a lot of pressure on some of these teams. And, you know, everything is just elevated and escalated and emotional. And that's why I think Vancouver, you talked about the experience. It's a ton of pressure, that market, and it's not very forgiving either, because obviously they're going to say nice things about the Predators and, hey, they're a good team, they had a good second half, but everyone in that city and the media expects Vancouver to be to win the series, and they're the favorite. You know, they almost were the top team in the Western Conference. So, you know, that's why I think starting on the road for the Predators is such a good thing. If they can go down there and get a win in one of the first two games, you know, they're going to have all that pressure, and they don't have the amount of experience that the Predators do. So I don't care who you are, you feel that. That's weight, you know, on you as an athlete and as a team. And it'll be, for me, it'll be very important for the Predators to go get one in Vancouver and, you know, kind of put the pressure back on them.
Okay, Mace, we've got the long plane rides, right? This is going to be part of it going up. I've got to do a little inventory here. I need to back up my next, like, I've got a show that I'm finishing up. I've got The Crown, which is like six seasons. So I'm like going into the last season.
Watch the Gentleman.
Okay. So I need to make a list. How are you on your, you know, stuff to do on the plane stuff right now?
Oh, I'm struggling. The Gentleman's maybe one I'll watch. There's one on
The Gentleman.
Amazon
okay, to write this down.
It's called Fallout. It's based on a video game. I think I might try that one. But yeah, I'm struggling. I need suggestions too. But if we get Wi-Fi, I'll just be just try to make trades in my fantasy baseball league.
4 hours straight.
That can kill a long time.
That's like watching paint dry.
Also, CBase, last one from me. I'm not going to ask you who you're picking in the series, but if you had to, you know, if you had to pick today, is it closer to four games or is it closer to seven?
Jeez, I don't know. It's tough for me. I haven't seen Vancouver in so long against the Predators. I'm thinking it's under seven. I don't know. It's definitely won't be a four. It won't be a sweep. I don't think it's going to be five or six games.
Ooh, interesting. Well, yeah. Good luck with your Preds fantasy baseball
five.
League.
I can say it. I say it.
Preston Ford, D-Mace.
I take the sweep.
Well, good luck on your fantasy baseball league, C-Mace. We're cheering you on. And safe travels to Vancouver. We appreciate you for stopping by.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, C-Mace.